housing. Just so you know, we record conversations so we can investigate and resolve customer complaints, resolve issues raised by customers, and monitor the quality of our service. For further details about data use and your rights, please refer to our privacy statement online. Please choose from the following two options. If you are a council tenant or for all repair inquiries, including if you are a leaseholder, press option 1. Or if you own your council property or are thinking of buying it, choose 2. Thank you for holding. Taking a lot more calls than usual today, so it does mean a longer wait for you. Why not do it online instead? Head over to enfield.gov.uk to see what you can do, including the option to talk to us on live chat. Thanks for hanging on, and we'll get to your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
afternoon. My name's Tarja, Central Council Housing. How may I help you today?
Hello, how are you doing? My name's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I'm trying to speak to a manager, Michael, for the neighbourhood team officers, or if I could just go through a few things with yourself to start off with.
Okay, so it's Michael Adagamsi, the neighbourhood officer we're talking about.
Yeah, that's correct. I've spoke to you before, I believe. I've got you on recording. Yeah, I've got bad recordings of you, really bad, with all of your staff laughing behind you, saying that I'm dead. I've got loads of record. I've got about 4 or 5 recordings of you.
Then you're dead. I don't even know who
it's
you are.
Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell. I spoke to you about the neighbours attacking me, and about Dawn Allen, and about the forged Asbo that they've changed all of the names to Brand A, Brand B, that's holding me in my house illegally, that was made in them offices. They changed the names to. Do you know what they changed? I'm pretty confident it's just from your voice. I know who I'm talking to. I'm confident it is. What's your name again?
One oh nine.
You might sound similar to somebody else that might have worked there. It might be possible. 109 Burncroft Avenue. My address is. It's not disrepair issues that I'm having. I do obviously have disrepair issues that are to do with my house and my leasehold and my tenancy, but my main concerns are what the neighbourhood officers have done fraudulently against me and maliciously in malicious process and prosecution, and that they're holding me in my house for a 9-year curfew. An 8-year curfew, should I say, 2 years for the injunction of it and 5 years for that, for the ASBO. While they've done this and they've made that with the council, they've changed all of the police officers' names to Brand A, Brand B. They've changed one of the names to a devil in me. If you check on the register, there's specific names that you're not allowed to have or register as your as a birth name in this country and other names. And a devil in me, unfortunately, is one of them names that they're not allowed to have. So when they changed all the coppers' names to Brand A and a devil in me and were missing all their signatures of the victims, they had no victims that attended court. The maximum sentence would be 6 months if you did get arrested and have a fair interview. I never had no interview. I never got arrested. Somehow I'm riding 7 years just for that, and I'd read a year curfew prior. Now they've gone for a possession order, this same company, as I've got all this Edmonton Council House in the Edmonton Centre, 3644. I can prove that Dawn Allen on the 23rd of September 2015, from the FOI that I've took out of that computer from my personal, that I can prove on the 23rd of September she checked with the mental health team to find out whether I had any history or mental health, that the mental health team told her that no, that there's no issues with my mental health. My mother had been messaging her for 16 months prior about what my neighbours were doing to me, attacking me in this house, which I got video evidence of. And what she decided to do is on the 23rd of September 2015, she requested off the doctor's mobile phone. On the 24th, they're all talking in their release notes that I've got no history and that they need to make history for me to be able to do whatever they want to do to me to cover up the rest. She started requesting through Merlin all doctors to come to my house to bring spray to spray my dogs and all the rest of it. She is in all the writing. They said, do you know what, we're going to label, they labeled me the perpetrator on the 24th, and then started, and she had all the original letters knowing that I'd done nothing on that day in question, that she was being back. She started getting all the people to come to my house, doctors and everybody, her, Jackie Gubby, Louise Brand, Dawn Allen. I've got all their release notes and I can prove it all, what I'm saying. Then after that, after 23rd of September, 24th of September, they started saying, oh, Simon's delusional, he can see things, started writing all funny stuff, trying to make some history for me. I've never been diagnosed with a mental illness to this day now, yeah? Now, Lemmy, who now started work for on the 10th of 2016 for Enfield Council, he's decided to come in, and because my mum's still sending emails, emails across asking for Dawn Allen and the rest of this Neighbour team to do their job correctly, Lemmy has decided to start to use three dead cases that I won at a criminal court that I proved that I was innocent. The witness care protection team, Jane and Burton, messaged them back and told them Simon's won these cases. Lemmy never realised that while this case was ongoing, I was on bail conditions not to come to my house. He never realised. So what they've done is to cover up the ASBO that they all made and the rest of this mess, they decided to forge a load of dates and information. So they forged a load of dates, making a house in possession order, but they never realised I wasn't in my house. I was on bail conditions. Now, I can prove all of the dates that Lemmy forged, and I can prove that I was on bail conditions somewhere else. I can prove when Lemmy realised that I wasn't on conditions and when they forged. I can prove the whole lot. I've won the case that with Lemmy, the possession order that's ongoing right now, once beforehand, and then it got put in a possession order. Then he took it out, put the same claims in another injunction order, served that to me. I won that. Then he put it into another injunction order, just added more on each and on every time. I won that. Then he's put into another possession order. I won that. Then he's put into another possession order. Now we're at 58 claims. I can prove all the 58 are fraudulent. The first, say, 20 that are in the council's history, I weren't in the house. Then the rest, once he realised that I was in the house, wasn't in the house, he just copied and pasted his original work and say three times, and now he's made all the rest of it, and none of the rest of the claims are in the council's history, and I want something done about it. They've held me in legal in a malicious process for the last 4 years of my life. Now I'm being told just a couple of days ago that because I've been on good behavior, they're going to drop the possession order. I'm not happy for them to drop the possession order. I want to go to court and prove what Lemmy has done to me, and I want criminal prosecution brought against them and the rest of the Neighbour teams and the rest of them that are holding me in my house today with the ASBO and doing that to me, and they've created a smoke cover up using my partner and my personal data to cover this all up and maliciously hurt me and my partner when we've never even argued. So I really am intending to be able to sit down with somebody and go through my evidence from your department and to be able to put this forward and get these people prosecuted and struck away from being able to touch other people's personal data and getting paid a wage for doing this to me. I have a number. I'm not too sure. Do you have it available to you?
I do. Neighbourhood officer's numbers we can give out. So let me get him up first. Okay, so he is. You ready?
Yeah.
0208
6508. Okay.
So at the moment he's not in office though. He hasn't been in today, he was in yesterday. So probably won't be able to get through to him now, but you can possibly give him a try tomorrow.
I'll attempt to do that.
Give him a call. That's your neighbourhood officer. But in regards to everything that you said, remember this is the first time you're speaking to me, so you have to take your time. I'm gonna get the complaints form up and write that in for you now. So
is it possible that I could? Because what I've actually done, I've actually had to build a new diary. I put a draft website up, which was horrific corruption, and I'd put a lot of evidence in draft, like just jotting it together. Now I've actually took the information out of the computers and that. I've done the same to the neighbourhood office computers. I've done the police computers and the doctors and the rest of it. So now I've built a massive diary and put everyone's release notes into order, so you can see exactly what was going on, exactly what they've all been doing. I've made all brand new PDF books for them in like InDesign and everything like that. I've got a complete timeline for each department and where they've failed me in negligence and gross misconduct and acted with criminal intent. So it's such a big thing to go over the phone with you.
I think probably what's best then is if you've got actual documents to hand over, then I can give you the direct email to the complaints team and then you can copy.
I think I'm going to try and go through Michael one more time.
Go from right from the beginning and go all the way through that without the documents. It doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, exactly that.
Information, yeah.
And it wraps you into, if you've never dealt with me on the phone like you're saying, you just sound similar to the other person. I don't need to cause any more problems to anybody else. I think Michael, because I have spoke to Michael before, I think he'd be the best person to deal with on this. And he's paid the salary to deal with it.
Okay. The neighbourhood officer
then. Yeah, that's correct, yeah. The team leader. Okay. Who took over Jeffrey O'Mann. Because I can prove that Jeffrey O'Mann forged the paperwork as well, and that's why he left the company. And he tried to help Dawn Allen and the rest of it. I can prove exactly what's happened everywhere here. And I've got loads of recordings of the neighbour team officers, and they're all laughing down the background. I've got the staff on the phone going, shh, shh, telling the rest of them, going, you're dead, you're not allowed out your house, you're not allowed out your house. I've got loads of it. I've got, out of 45 transcripts that I've just done recently, 41 of them from different, from the police call centres, neighbour, 41 of them all have I'm dead in it at least four or five times, where people are mimicking the background or the staff themselves are trying to undermine me and what's not. So I've got this, it's quite a big case that and a big report that I want to put forward in regards to all these issues and get it resolved.
What I would advise you to do then is give a call to your neighbourhood officer, pop that email to complaints and information so it's logged as a formal complaint with the documentation that you have as well.
Okay.
And I'm sure that probably can pop an email to Michael as well.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand
that. If you've got his email, you can copy that into.
Yeah. And so I've got all that. I've got into, do you know what? Just recently, I just got given a load of emails by my mum. Just in that, in them emails that I've drafted out to official people, there's over 1,000 officials' emails in it that are banged to rights for what's happened to me. So it's one of the biggest government takedowns I've ever seen.
Well, so
yeah, I understand that.
As well.
Yeah.
So if you do it to complaints and information.
I've got it already. I've done the complaint. I've been through
the complaint.
I've done so many complaints already. Yeah, so many times. I went through it with Jeffrey O'Mann, with Dawn Allen, with the Wheeze brand. Through, and they boiled all of the complaints. I've put all of them complaints in line order, in a diary order. Listen, I'm like a little gerbil treading the mill at the moment. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you, madam. I hope you have a good day.
You too. I hope you get sorted as well.
I do. I hope so too as well. All right.
Bye.
Sounded similar, like she. What wasn't her? Because I don't remember the name Trisha, but she sounds similar to the other one. But she knows who I'm on about, I suspect. It's just shutting it all down a little bit and marking up. Well, these are doing that over there, but they're being told this here, do you know? And when it's all together, it looks proper. It's happened everywhere to me. As long as you do it clear and show everything right, there should be no reason to have a problem.